that recording. And I call to order the Otter Rock Monthly Water District meeting 6-9 at 6:04 p.m. Lisa, here. Teresa?
Here.
Eileen?
Here.
And Rod is absent. In public, we have Jessica from Highland, Beth, Michael Miller, Patty, and the Mullins. Did anyone have any questions about Kelly's wonderful summaries?
Look good to me.
I make a motion we approve them.
Can't hear you very well, Eileen.
I make a motion that we approve them.
Second that motion.
So we're just to be clear, we're approving both the meeting summaries and the budget committee meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Lisa, yes. Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Jessica, it's now time for the Northwest National Water Operators Report.
So
did that get posted or sent to us, Jessica?
I can absolutely send it to you guys. I have it all right here. I can get it sent out after the meeting. Does that work okay for you guys?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We usually like to see it beforehand, just future reference, so that if we have any questions on the report, we can ask them during the meeting.
Okay, perfect. I can also share my screen if that would help, at least for today.
It's not set up to share.
Oh, okay. Okay, so next month, I will be sure to have this sent to you guys prior so you guys can also reference it. I apologize, this is my first time, but I will try to get through it. I have another apology to make as well, because as I'm going through the report, my front office, my billing manager, Isaac, it was not in to give me the numbers I need for the loss factor. I don't have good numbers for loss factor. So he is going to get those numbers to me in the morning and I will send them over to you guys because the numbers that we have, I think is a negative number. And I do believe there's a couple of meters that one was just replaced and one there's talk of being replaced this week as well. So I think that the numbers were off because of those as well.
Okay.
So I will have that for you guys once I get sent tomorrow. I do show here for your base operations. We did have your regular meter reading completed on 5/22. Cody was able to get those. It looks like the flow rate for spring one in April was 53 gallons per minute. In May, it was 36. The flow rate for spring two was 113 in April and 64 in May. And the flow rate for spring three was 30 in April and 28 gallons per minute in May. The reservoir overflow rate was 129 gallons per minute in April to 90 in May. It looks like you guys had a good average first user chlorine distribution and distribution residual with the average being at a 0.25 and the distribution average being at a 0.266. So it looks like our low was a 0.21, so it still stayed within that 0.2 minimum. And then looking through some of the additional services that Cody provided this month, there was a locate at 155 4th Street. There were two leak checks at the 6720 Otter Crest Loop. That meter was replaced, I believe it was last week. So you'll see that in next month's report. And towards the beginning of the month as well, you did have some sanitary survey closeout items, which were pretty minimal. It was placing the metal cloth on the air vents. It had been noted in the sanitary survey by Baxter with the county, and we just had to finish that up and get it repaired with follow-up photos sent in to close out that sanitary survey, which was done. I believe the sanitary survey was closed out by 5/11.
Right.
Do you guys have any? Oh, the month. Oh, I should tell you too. The monthly coliform was collected on 5/19, so everything was good on our end, and I'm happy to answer any questions you guys have.
So, Jessica, going forward, will you be our person that reports out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Curtis is on paternity leave for the next 3 months. And I'll be your main point of contact. I know I unfortunately was on vacation last week, so I didn't get to communicate much about the meter swaps. I did, I am Cody's direct supervisor, so I have had several conversations with Cody about that particular leak concern at 6720 Ottercross Loop.
Okay.
By all intents and purposes, it does sound like he is. Quite certain that there is a leak on their side, though, is what he
Right.
mentioned. Yeah.
He's working with Rod well, so
Yep.
we're just
Yes.
leaving it there for a week to see what we see.
Yes. And I believe he said by the end of this week, he mentioned a possible replacement at 655A Avenue. That is something he was also in conversation with Rod. Little disappointed Rod wasn't here because, like I said, I was out last week. So I didn't get to have this conversation. But yeah, I do believe that him and Rod are working together on those 2 meters.
Okay, so if Rod has any questions, he should talk to Cody first and then you, or what?
Honestly, I'd prefer it was me, just if it requires further follow-up. But him and Cody work really well together. Cody is a very smart man, and he's been a part of those systems out there for 3 to 5 years. I'm okay with him going to Cody. I trust Cody.
Okay.
So, but yeah, as far as if you guys have any office needs, you guys can absolutely reach out to me. I believe all of you have my email contact. And I will follow up this meeting with an email, introducing myself and kind of giving you that open a door as well.
Yeah, it would be great if you would just put within that email like kind of roles and responsibilities now that hands have changed a bit. Because
Absolutely.
Curtis had mentioned Silas, so I don't know what who's doing what anymore. So if you could just give us a
Absolutely.
little who's doing what, that would be great. And then
Yeah.
also, and one of the things for sure would be if we have billing questions because we're not sure about some charges or something, who's that contact as well?
So, you can still reach out to me. I would, or what you would normally reach out to Curtis. But we have direct contact with Isaac here. He's the customer service and billing supervisor, and he would be an ideal candidate as well. I don't know, how you and Curtis conducted like those conversations. But if you just include me, instead of Curtis, I should still be able to
Yeah,
direct you to the
sure.
right area. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can just put in that email roles and responsibilities, that would be
Absolutely.
helpful.
Yeah. And I will put that together with this report.
Are you the one that schedules the tests, the water tests?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's kind of handy to know too, as part of the report. I don't know if you can include that on your reports.
I absolutely can. Like what tests were taken for the
Yeah.
month? Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
that'd be great. So
I'm happy to do so. So I've been with Highland Northwest Natural now for 3 years, and I started out in compliance.
okay.
And so I'm pretty familiar with the regulations and the requirements, and I work hand in hand a lot of times with OHA and the county. So I'm all for compliance information. If you want it, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
So I can start including those tests that you guys
That's
will
great.
see.
Sure,
Absolutely.
sure. Yeah, it's just kind of handy because then when we get the bills from natural resources, just to, go, oh, yeah, that's right. That was due this month. So that kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
It's a good ad, Eileen. I think it's a great ad to the report.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something I'm happy to do. So
Okay,
we can
great.
get those added. Are you more interested in what we are taking or have taken that month, or are you more interested in what it looks like that we're taking the following month? Are you going to want, like in this, say this is May's meeting, are you wanting me to come to you with the samples we took in May, or are you wanting me to say, okay, we also have these samples coming up in the future? Because I can do both.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Samples coming up in the future would be great.
Okay, both. Got it.
And when I say in the future, you know, I mean like the following month.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to follow the billing part of it.
Maybe within the next quarter or whatever.
So
Yeah, and
that's
I know.
handy.
So I know, like for example, I would have to look at my list, but lead and copper sampling is coming up right now. And we do have an amount of lead and copper sampling required. So this meeting is maybe where I would tell you, yes, like this month we have lead and copper. So there will be calls going out to customers. I'd be happy to do that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Very good. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Jessica.
Yeah, let me know if you guys need anything else, and you'll see that email tonight, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
Take care.
Jessica.
You're welcome.
Next on the agenda is the Treasurer and Office Report.
All right, ready? The general checking account. We've got a QuickBooks register balance at the end of May of $61,594.13. First Security ending balance is the same at $61,594.13. Total deposits this in May were $47,546.14. Total withdrawals were $51,759.12. Community Center, we've got total withdrawals this month of $86.85 and a QuickBooks register balance of zero. That account has been closed. So,
Yay.
you won't see that on the Treasury report anymore. And the total withdrawals, that was just a transfer into the general checking account. And it was done as a transfer. And that's how it shows on the register. Let's see, the reserve fund. Total deposits $387.37. QuickBooks register balance $114,341.36. System development fund total deposits $337.49. Register balance $99,679.24. And all of those accounts have been reconciled. The AR balance sheet total is a negative $10,101. QuickBooks current assets, $265,513.73. Current liabilities, which is our Business Oregon loan, $99,270. Accounts payables to approve, $824.37. Accounts payables to pay $824.37. And we just have the Verdantis outstanding invoices that have been submitted to Business Oregon that we're still waiting for payment on. And I can reach out to somebody next week and ask about that if that would be helpful. Who do I ask, Lisa?
Do you want me to reach out? I can't. It's changed so many times.
I know it.
It starts with an E, but it's not a usual name. Hold on, I can get into my. Maybe I can get into my Gmail.
I can, yeah, or I'll just, I could shoot you an email too, you know, and if you would just kind of confirm. I know it really was just submitted fairly recently, but I know that they received it and everything was okay. So I'm hoping we see some funds.
Yeah, I know they take a long time, so I'm logging in and seeing if what is her name? Emily.
Emily, okay.
Emily Cook.
Okay. I can poke her. I'll shoot her an email, Lisa. I'll CC
Okay.
you.
And I think it's, I think it's is it next? I can't remember when we have the meeting with her. It
It's
might
this,
be
I think it's the
this
17th.
Thursday. This is Thursday, right?
Isn't it the 17th?
Yeah. So it's next week.
Next week, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I've got that on my calendar. I do plan on being there.
Okay. So if she doesn't answer by then, we can ask her at that meeting.
Okay, all right. Anyways, that was the Treasury's report, everybody. Any questions?
No.
Make a motion we approve the treasurer's report
Pay the bills.
and pay the bills. Sorry.
The few bills that we received this month, I was really kind of thinking we were going to get another one from Verdantis, but I haven't seen anything. So, I mean,
I hear you.
yeah. So, all right, very good.
I second. Lisa, yes. Teresa,
Yes.
Eileen.
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the infrastructure updates.
Well, let me give you a few couple updates, right? As we talked last month, I was like, this isn't a 70% design review because the tank wasn't done, right? And I'm requesting another design review before the 90%, and everyone's in agreement with that, so yay. Next design review that we will have, when did he say potentially? I don't think he does. Probably does in the other one. Hold on a second. Anyways, it will be a real 70% because the update, and I sent you all the email update, is that even though we haven't gotten their actual report yet from Foundation Engineering, they did come to the conclusion that it is sufficient to support advancement. The environment is sufficient to support advancement of the current design with deep foundations, pilings that will have to be required for the tank construction. They do not recommend putting any structural fill beneath the tank because of potential void development. The bottom elevation of the pile cap has to set below elevation 200 feet. We'll have to have a retaining wall on the uphill side of the site, which will be necessary for the tank elevation. And then, of course, because of the tank elevation now being down further, a downstream booster pump will be required to maintain the minimum system pressure of 35 PSI. So the good news is we are still moving forward. They told me that they would have a potential cost estimate of all of these changes by mid this month. And so Kevin and I will meet with Shannon and see if we can get more money from FEMA for that, right? Hold on a second. Pepper. Pepper. Me. Me.
Puppies. And I assume we don't have a problem with going to FEMA to ask for more money. I mean, no matter what the costs, because we need to get it done. But I just want to put that out there that since we don't know, we don't have to have a special meeting to, to up it. We just go with whatever they say and then probably add a cushion to that and then go for it. Which is making sure we're not, doing things we're not supposed to be doing.
I mean, I don't know. We might need to vote on that. I kind of came in the middle of that conversation, so I don't know what the conclusion was, because obviously it increases our cost share if we increase the budget.
Yeah, well, my conversation with them last month, they just want a number. And
Yeah.
they weren't scared about, because Kevin threw $1 million out,
Yep.
and they weren't scared of it. So I think we, but I just want to make sure that.
Cautiously optimistic for sure, Lisa. I agree with you. I got the same kind of not really in a panic from Shannon when I mentioned way back when that I, as soon as we started having the geotech stuff, I was like, eh, we're going to need more money. Well, and if we knew we were going to need more money anyways, I mean, it's been so long since that. It's been a couple years now, and everyone knows costs have gone up on everything. So, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that we need more money in that account to try and make this happen.
Yeah, and Business Oregon is also aware that we may need more money from them, and but they weren't sure. Emily was not sure on how to best. As soon as we get the final numbers, then we can go to Emma, Business Oregon, and say, hey, we need more money for this side, and FEMA on this side, and the grants versus the loan and stuff like that. So,
Once we get the bid doc,
yeah.
once we get a proposal on their bidding, for sure. The other thing I wanted to bring to your all attention is, I shared with you the RFP I put together. I refined it a little bit, not too much more, but I actually sent it off. I sent it back to Northwest Natural. I wasn't real excited about their, I mean, they responded like in 10 minutes with a quote, and it didn't really answer the questions in the RFP, et cetera, so I wasn't real happy with their initial response. But the reason why I did that was because their initial quote was for project management, right? Their initial quote was higher than what Verdantis had given us, but also based on they thought it was based on a 2-year project. So I was like, well, this isn't going to be a 2-year project, so maybe you want to revise that quote. Because I just wanted to, I'm just never comfortable with a single source for anything. So I wanted to get at least another bid. Now, I know that from an official perspective, we need to advertise for project management and that kind of thing, right? Well, here's kind of where I'm at with this, and I'm open to feedback on this, my approach or whatever. If Northwest Natural comes back and they're still not competitive with Verdantis, then we would just go with Verdantis. But if they're competitive, then I'll go the route of, putting an ad out there and requesting, from the public, proposals for this project management scope. But there's no sense in doing that if we're not going to go with them. And we don't have to do it for Verdantis because they are our engineering company of on record.
Do we have to do it to do? I'm sorry, I don't know the budgetary, and Beth knows this by heart, and I'm sorry, I don't know this. Do we have to do it because we're going above a certain budget limit? And I don't know what that budget
Do
limit
what?
is. To bid it out, to get three bids.
No, we it FEMA in general expects you to do a public notice at least. That's all they expect. I thought there'd be more requirements from FEMA in terms of going out for a quote on work, but no, they just need you to put it out there publicly, according to Shannon.
But what
So
about sorry, what about Business Oregon? What do they expect?
I have no idea what they expect.
Okay, so maybe we need to ask Emily if she
Well, I
expects.
don't want to go down that route unless we're going to actually not use Verdantis. Because we don't have to do any of that if we use Verdantis.
Okay, got
So
it.
I'm just putting it out there. I want you to know what I'm doing, just so you know what I'm doing. And I told them I didn't need, because, when they first responded and responded so quickly, and I was not happy with their response and how incomplete it was, et cetera. They said, oh, well, we thought you needed it right away. And I'm like, no, you can have to the end of the month. So I gave them to the end of the month to work up a quote. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Which, if they're going to work up a quote, it should take them a little while.
Right. I mean, well, what basically what they did was, well, we think 6 months, this many people, these many hours, boom. They and they and with that really rough draft, they quoted almost 90K, which is edging close. But I wanted not just the quote of what it was going to cost. I want to know what their credentials are. I want to know what qualifies them to, do this. So, if you remember the RFP, we had a number of items that
Yeah.
we wanted them. I want proof that they know how to interact with FEMA and Business Oregon. I don't want just your number of what it's going to cost. That's almost secondary. Your qualifications are more important to me than, that. Of course, we take into account the cost, but qualifications mean a lot. So, and they
Well,
didn't provide any of that.
yeah, especially with a project like this. So,
Right.
okay.
So that,
I have one more question. So is the Verdantis quote, is that still good?
well, if you recall in the amendment that Kevin just sent, he included an update to the project management. I don't remember it. I just saw it and I asked him about it. I said, "We're not committing to that project management." He's like, I know, I just wanted to update, put that in there." And so I was good. And it looked similar, but I haven't compared it to the one it was before. If I recall correctly, it was somewhere around 120K. But now, if that's only for the FEMA side, that might be. So I haven't had a chance. Kevin and I talked about getting together, and I haven't had a chance to do that yet. He's not as accessible as he used to be. So, I wasn't really super anxious about timeline here, but definitely we'll get a specific proposal from them for the project management scope before we hire them for it.
And confirm that it's both Business Oregon and FEMA.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
The full Monte. The other thing I guess I wanted to let you know is, Beth, it's always so lovely to work with her. I love working with Beth. And we got together and we talked about the easement need between third and fourth on Ian Menes's property potentially. So we got some more information from James on what that would entail. And we will reach out to Ian. Beth's gonna partner with me, and we'll reach out to Ian and see if he'd be amicable to that. So we need to do that probably this month sometime.
I already did a little contact with him, so I
Awesome.
can give you more information later.
Okay, great. Thanks, Beth. That's it for my side of the project.
Okay. Well, thank you. If no one has any questions, we're going to go to the budget update and reminder. The final budget approval is on June 25th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. I assume everyone's good and no other conversation is needed on that. Next on the agenda is fire hazards in the community and concerns.
I just kind of stuck that in there because I had a conversation. Beth and I were talking the other day when we were walking back from the community center, and we were looking at all of the debris that's laying around. And so I think it was just more to kind of make everybody aware. And I don't know if there's anything we can really do about it, but you've got a lot of piles of fuel laying in the community, and if it gets as dry as it's supposed to get this summer, it's concerning. So, but I don't know if that's, Otter Rock Water District concerned, or if that's, Depot Bay Fire. So, anyways, just kind of wanted to make a comment on it. So. And that's all I have to say on it.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern with how dry this year is, but I don't really know what. I'm assuming the fire department is very aware of their scope of responsibility, hopefully.
I hope so. So. It's just too bad that the community members that have got these pieces of property, especially the ones, that aren't here, you know, that aren't seeing it. So
yes, it just sits there and no one cares.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways. All right. All right, you guys. Onward.
Hey, we, as far as I know, we don't have any ordinances or resolutions or any community or any more community center updates or, you know, requests. So we're up to public comments. Beth, please.
On those, on the fire hazard, there's actually three spots that I've noticed that are particularly bad. And I just, it dawned on me the other night that we have a community member, a customer who's on the board of directors for Depot Bay Fire District, and is a retired fire chief. So that might be
something to talk to him about.
Yeah.
I can put a bug in Rod's ear. He runs into him fairly often in the morning walk.
That would be good, as you know.
Yeah.
What should we be as concerned community members? What should we be doing about it? Because there's the first in A. There's another one in the. On down south on Gladys, and then there's one over on A Street. So, I mean, large collections of material.
Yeah, dead debris.
Yeah. So, yeah, that would be good if Rod sees him frequently.
Yeah, I'll make a little note, say something.
Yeah, let the guys talk.
Yeah. And the other thing is, and I was looking for the email now from Eileen, and I can't find it, but we did finally get the figures for the CCI, the construction contractors.
Oh, right.
Like the CPI thing, and we have a new rate for the SDC.
Yeah, it's like $13,091. But don't quote me on that, but that sounds...
It went up a few hundred or 240 or some dollars or something.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised it only went up that much.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it real quick here.
So do we need to put that in the budget hearing?
No, it goes on the rate sheet, Lisa. But we changed the rates sheet to just say request the amount.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I did suggest we maybe put it on one of the web pages that has to do with that.
Yeah.
That's easier to update than the rate sheet.
Oh, here it is here.
Put it on the page.
Yeah. I found it. It's, I had the numbers correct, they just weren't in the right spot. So it was $13,901.06.
Well, round it to an even dollar.
Yeah, $13,901.
Yeah.
So
We don't have to do anything with that. That's built into one of our ordinances that we're supposed to update that on an annual basis. Based on the CCI without any further action. So.
Yeah. The only thing, talking about that, the only thing that I kind of thought about as far as our budget is in past years, we have put that in as a revenue if we thought somebody was going to be building in our budget year. And this 26-27 budget year, it's zero. So, and I don't know if that's really a big deal or not. So I didn't know if anybody was going to be building a house here this year. So
yeah, that's hard to know. And yeah. I think sometimes we've just put something in there so it showed up on our within our budget, and yeah. So it showed up.
Yeah,
I still last year, remember we did that letter for can't remember their names. They're on Third, the Sandy and the guy that works at Beverly Beach, and they wanted to build something for their family, and they're going to request a new. They asked for water, you know, if we could hook up their, not hook up their water, but if water was available. So I'm guessing they're going to be the next people that are going to do it.
Yeah. Well, we were approving the budget on the 25th. And if we want to plug that little number in there, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's about just.
No. No, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's you know, what we hadn't know, none last, for the last calendar year, 2025, we had none come in. It's less important to put it on your revenue than it is something like that, than to, as an expense, so.
Right, okay.
If we go over in our, yeah.
Well, then we might just leave it alone. And the reason I say that, Lisa, is because I've got all the numbers done. So
that's fine. Yeah. I just want to let you know that I think that's the next one that's going to be building.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Beth, do you have any more comments?
I'll ask for promoting.
No, I don't.
Hi. Can you guys hear me? This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi. Hey, regarding the debris, the trees, and the fire hazards, on A Street, I did call the road department and I asked them who is responsible for cleaning that up. Mm-hmm. C Street. I'm sorry. Yeah, C Street, down by the state park. And regarding putting up the stop sign, replacing it, they said it's kind of a debate between whose responsibility it is, the state park and the county. They're going back and forth. So if the fire department got involved, that might sway them. So anyway, I just thought I'd report that in.
That's good. So we got four then. There's a pile down on C Street.
Right at the stop sign between the two parking lots when the tree went down. That's when we took out our power. And there's still so much debris down there, and it's just dead and brown and dry.
Yeah.
And the stop sign's not replaced yet in the parking lot. And so anyway, the road department said, yeah, there is a discussion between the state park and the county, whose responsibility it is. And I said, well, actually, it's actually county roads, because that is Second Street coming down to the stop sign, and it's county road on C Street. So
the street is a county road, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just thought I'd report that to you guys too. So maybe if the fire department got involved, it might sway one or the other. Anyway,
good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Are there any more comments from the public? Next, we're on board comments, and I have one. I want to thank Beth and Eileen again for the budget. I know it's a heck of a lot of work, and I'm just very appreciative, because there's no way in heck I could ever do it, and I'm just thankful. So thank you.
Yes.
Almost done.
Yay!
Almost over with.
Hope we get it right this time.
Hey, I just want to say, if you don't know, Rod went ahead and went straight through Ferguson and bought a couple spare meters. So, and they've been delivered, and he took them over to our, you know, space. So, figured we didn't need to pay Northwest Natural 20% to order meters for us.
That's one of the bills we approved.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, we have a couple spare meters.
Good.
That's all I had.
Hey, if no one has any more comments or questions or queries, I'm going to stop recording.
6:44.
At 6:44 p.m.